Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for asking. I'm actually here to test your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your system handles natural conversations and what makes it stand out.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to explore your voice AI services. But hey, I appreciate the warm greeting. So how does your system handle personalized conversations like this? Can it recognize returning users and keep the chat natural?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
I haven't heard much about Dasha AI from other companies directly, but I do.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects and keeping engagement natural. How does your AI handle those challenges differently? Does it adapt its tone or style based on the customer?
Tell me more about what you just said.
Sure thing. So what I mean is that many AI systems sound robotic or scripted, which can turn potential customers away. But your AI, if it can adapt its tone and style, like being more casual or formal depending on who it's talking to, that's a game changer. It makes conversations feel more human and engaging, which can boost lead conversion. Does your system do that?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you used our service, and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. If your service really exceeded expectations in a year, I'd imagine seeing a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle. Conversations would feel natural, customers engaged, and revenue noticeably up. Plus, my team would have more time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads. How do you usually measure success with your clients?
What do you mean by having more time to focus on closing deals? Why is that important to you?
Great question. Well, when lead generation is automated and handled smoothly by AI, my team spends less time on repetitive outreach and follow-ups. That means they
Tell me
can
more about that.
dedicate more energy to building relationships and closing sales, which directly impacts revenue. It's about working smarter, not harder. Does your AI help free up sales teams like that?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here. What are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a big challenge is keeping conversations natural while scaling outreach. Also, making sure the AI understands different customer needs without sounding scripted. How does your platform tackle those issues?
What are all the ways keeping conversations natural while scaling outreach and making sure the AI understands different customer needs without sounding scripted are affecting the business right now?
That's a great question. When conversations feel robotic, customers lose interest fast, which means fewer leads and missed opportunities. Scaling outreach without personalization can make your brand seem cold or out of touch. And if the AI doesn't understand different needs, it can frustrate prospects instead of helping them. All that can slow growth and hurt revenue. Does your AI have ways to keep things personal even at scale?
Can you go a bit deeper on how that frustration impacts your conversion rates?
Absolutely. When prospects get frustrated, maybe because the AI misses their intent or sounds too scripted, they're more likely to hang up or ignore follow-ups. That means fewer qualified leads making it through the funnel, which directly lowers conversion rates. So reducing frustration is key to keeping prospects engaged and boosting sales. How does your AI handle those tricky moments?
Wow. It sounds like you're dealing with lost leads and lower conversion rates because of impersonal or frustrating AI interactions, and I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Oh, I appreciate the offer, but I'm actually here to test your system's capabilities today, not to schedule demos. If you want, I can share your contact info with folks who might be interested, or you can encourage visitors to sign up directly on your site. By the way, what's the best way for someone to get started with your platform?
Gotcha. What time zone are you in?
I'm actually an AI assistant, so I don't have a time zone like humans do, but I'm always here and ready to chat whenever you need. Speaking of which, if you want to see how Dasha AI can help your business, signing up on the website is super easy and a great next step. Would you like me
Totally.
to
What
tell you?
time works best? I have a two.